Do you know that it is not God's will for you to be anxious about anything? Faith is to believe that He is. He exists and He cares. And I want you to notice here in Matthew 6, 25 to 34, just something. You know, if Jesus said something once, that would be enough. He said, you must be born again. You know how many times Jesus said, you must be born again? You know? Only once. Does it mean it's not important? It's the most important thing. But He said it only once. How many times did He say, if you seek the kingdom of God first and His righteousness, all the other things will be added to you? Search the scriptures. Once. You don't need it more than once. If Jesus said something, He said, heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will never pass away. Once is enough. But here's something He said three times. Within a period of 2 minutes, He said it three times. Now, if somebody tells you something three times in a period of 2 minutes, it's pretty important. Here it is. Matthew 6, verse 25. I say to you, do not be anxious. And verse 31. Do not be anxious. Verse 34. Do not be anxious. How many times does he have to say it? Do not be anxious. Do not be anxious. Do not be anxious. Yeah, I praise God that we can experience that because we believe in a God who keeps this universe running perfectly, keeps the laws in the agricultural world working perfectly, and His spiritual laws work just as perfectly. I don't have to be anxious. Well, I'll tell you something. You know, when you see a passage of scripture, I always say, see what goes before that and see what goes after that. Sometimes a beautiful passage is sandwiched between two important verses. So we already saw what goes before that. Don't make money your master. Make God your master. Let me repeat. You can have as much money as you like, as God gives you, but make it your servant. You decide, God is my master, money is my servant. I'm not going to live for money, I'm going to live for God. And God will give me money and it's going to be my servant. Money is not going to dictate to me and control my life and make me sleepless at night thinking how to make more, how to make more, how to make more. I'll go to sleep thinking how to please God more. So, don't make money your master. Certainly you need to go out and look for a job. That's right. Look up the advertisements, go for interviews, and all that is right. Don't make money your master. Don't be anxious. That's one side of the sandwich. The other side of the sandwich is Matthew chapter 7. After Matthew 6:34, do not be anxious. In Matthew 7 verse 1, he says, do not judge. You don't want to be anxious? I'll tell you, don't judge anybody. It'll help you not to be anxious. So the command, do not be anxious, mentioned three times, is sandwiched between two statements. One, don't make money your master. And the other is, don't judge others. Now do you see why so much anxiety is there in your life? Take the verses that come before and the verses that come after, at least in the days to come, and see if anxiety does not disappear from your life. Decide, Lord, I will not make money my master. I'll make it my servant. Teach me how to make it my servant. And Lord, I want to stop judging this bad habit I have of judging. As soon as I see something somewhere, I want to pass a judgment. As soon as I hear something about somebody, I want to pass a judgment. No wonder we are anxious. So try this recipe of don't make money your master and don't judge. And you'll see how anxiety gradually disappears from your life. Let me show you Isaiah chapter 11. Many of you know this verse. For those of you who don't know it, we were speaking last Sunday about the fear of God, the reverence for God. Okay, one important proof that you fear God. There are many proofs. One, you try to avoid sin. But here it says, Isaiah chapter 11, about the Holy Spirit resting upon Jesus in verse 2, the sevenfold Holy Spirit. You read about the sevenfold Holy Spirit in Revelation. The seven are mentioned here, the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of wisdom, the Spirit of understanding, the Spirit of counsel, Spirit of strength, the Spirit of knowledge, and seventhly, the Spirit of the fear or the reverence of God. And Jesus will delight in reverencing the Father so that he will never judge anything or anybody by what he sees with his eyes. He will never judge anything or anyone by what he hears with his ears, because he says, what I heard may not be true. Somebody said it. How do I know it's true? Maybe he misheard it. Maybe he misunderstood it. Maybe he heard it from somebody else who heard it from somebody else and it's reported to me. It may not be true. So I don't want to believe it. Jesus' life was so free from judgment because he did not believe everything he heard. He verified it. He didn't even believe what he saw, because our eyes can be deceptive. You don't believe that? The sun moving in the sky is God's way of telling us your eyes can fool you. The sun doesn't move. Every day God is showing us, don't believe your eyes. Don't believe your eyes. The sun doesn't move. It's a way of God telling us, don't judge by what your eyes see. And yet for thousands of years, man believed that the sun goes around the earth till one day he discovered he was wrong. And you may believe many things you see with your eyes and say, I saw it. Humble yourself and say, could be wrong. I could be wrong even in what I saw. We are so quick to judge. By hearing, at least I must verify it. But when I say I saw it, this is not something I heard. I saw it with my own eyes. I saw the sun that side, and now in the evening it is this side. I saw it with my own eyes. The sun has moved. You're wrong, brother. Completely wrong. It didn't move at all. So, do not be anxious. Do not judge. Try it. Try the whole sandwich instead of only what's in between. And sometimes children, they like what's in between. Two slices of bread. They leave the slices of bread and say, I only want that. And I think a lot of people are doing that here. I want to be free from anxiety. And you're never free from anxiety because money is your master on one side, or you're judging people on the other side. But try taking the whole thing together and see if anxiety does not disappear from your life. You really begin to believe that God cares for you.